Good morning. It's October 17th, 7:29 a.m. I've been walking for just over 17 minutes. So yeah, making good time today, in large part because I am trying to walk along and generate body heat. Push the hood back. Down on some of the noise. Anyway, oh, it's beautiful. It's cold. It is cold. It feels colder than it probably is. It feels like 20, but it's really like 40. Try to put my glove back on. There we go. Okay, so yesterday I got OwnerShare. I got all of the typo reports loaded into OwnerShare. It was quite a task. Took all of my work time yesterday, but then I got it merged and built up so that this morning I can start working on its conversion for the PDF. It's going to be a long process because I have to tag every chapter heading individually. And there are 60-something chapters in this book. Holy crap. So yeah, it's a bit of a do. But we'll manage. We'll manage. Oh, and I got my hotel reservation made yesterday. So, yeah, I got stuff done. The hotel wasn't on a to-do list, and I need to go find some dates so that I can get them added in, like Balticon. And I need to book a room for Balticon. And I need to book a hotel, book a flight for Balticon. In theory, next year, Balticon 49, nobody's going to graduate. So, I should be able to attend. Following year, Balticon 50, my younger daughter will be graduating from high school. College graduations happen early in the month, so elder daughter graduating from college, from university, is not going to be that much of a conflict. Because she'll graduate in like second week of May. Assuming she gets it together. Sophomore this year, junior next year, and then 2017, I guess, will be her graduation. So, yeah, yesterday was basically a grinding day. I did a lot of grinding. Did a lot of find the error. Find the message. It has the error message, the error report in it. Find the error in the manuscript. Figure out if that's all I'm going to do to fix the error. And then rinse and repeat. So we'll see how this works. We'll see how this goes. I'm cautiously optimistic. It's a long book. That's my big concern with it, is how much work there is. Although, you know, if I have to work Saturday, to work Sunday to get it put up, that's definitely what I'm going to do. I don't have to work all day. I just need to keep things moving forward. I need to keep the momentum going, just like the walking. I'm going to miss 2 days because I'm not going to walk on Saturday and Sunday. I'll be in Denver at Balticon. Maybe it's trying to make a turn. So I won't be walking while I'm at Balticon at Mile High. My schedule is rather light. I've got two very long panels back to back, and then the NaNoWriMo support group on Sunday. So it's late in the day. I have to stay till the end. And I have to be there at the beginning. So, yeah. In the middle, all day Saturday, I don't have anything on my calendar. So I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of fun I can have while I'm down there. Meeting with people, talking with people. I'm hoping Ford North is there. And we can talk some more about perhaps renting James Bond's chalet. It's been a year since I talked to him last, and I'm really still interested. It's just that finding the space to get it done, it's been a problem. I think the idea has some legs. I particularly like the idea of setting it up as a Kickstarter, so there's only one level of support. And if you want to attend, you pay that level, and it covers everything but airfare and ground transportation. And then the rest is just a question of showing up. It has to be kind of non-refundable. We'll see how this works out. I'll have to talk to him about whether or not we can make that kind of commitment with resort. Hotel is looking nice. Hi, sun is up. Brilliant light this morning. Holy cow. There's a few scattered clouds, there's a few off to the south. There's a few more back towards the mountains. But basically, it's beautiful. Clear blue sky. Monk Post. The contrail in this morning's picture is now sort of just a smudgy streak in the sky. Yep, still recording. 10 minutes and 27 seconds. Still going strong. Gotta love it. Okay. So what else am I thinking about today? Not a whole lot. It's a non-day. It's a weekend day, for lack of a better term. We're on weekend schedule because this is, as I think I mentioned yesterday, this is a teacher improvement day or school improvement day. The kids don't have school today. So I didn't have to wake the kid, I didn't have to take her to school, I won't have to pick her up this afternoon. Food-wise, it's going to be a leftover day because I roasted a turkey yesterday. So we'll have turkey leftovers today. I think I have some leftover ham and bean that has to go away. Overstayed its welcome. Up a little bit of heat inside. That's good. So yesterday I made a couple posts, one on TOMMW on the community and another one on Google+. And the reality of why don't I put a link on the photograph is that I would have to type it every day. I can't figure out how to make a draft message on my phone that stays. In theory, it's Gmail, so in theory I could make a draft, but the problem with Gmail drafts is that once you send them, they're gone. And I just have to type it again. So yeah, putting a link on the picture doesn't actually work. It's hard enough getting the tag and the weather data on it. But a lot of people just seem to think that it's a weather report. Which I can understand. That's fine. I don't know if anybody who saw the post yesterday are tuning in today. If so, then welcome. Good morning. Yeah, it doesn't really get any deeper than this. It does. Some days I get on a roll. Some days I'll talk about some subject or other that has piqued my interest. The only thing that piqued my interest yesterday was a rather supercilious post on one of the communities about crowdsourced editing and the snark factor was pretty high. It looks like there's been a lot of pushback on the Amazon attacks lately. I've seen a couple of things in the Washington Post. While I don't normally read the Weipo, it's interesting to see that's actually coming out. A lot of the inflammatory rhetoric about monopoly and monopsony and all the rest of it is really just that. It's inflammatory rhetoric. It doesn't really apply. Amazon is not a monopoly in terms of pressuring its sellers to sell under their terms or else, because the publishers have There is nothing that's going to prevent the publishers from opening their own store, from selling on Barnes & Noble, which they do, or selling from on Kobo, which they do. Selling through independent bookstores, which they do, or whatever. So it's not like it's a monopoly. It's not really a monopoly. It is the largest bookstore. It's the largest store in the world. It's the largest bookstore in the world. And they're using their position to try to get advantageous terms. That's just how business works. And the restraint of trade has to do with consumer prices. And so far, Amazon has been agitating to bring prices down, not raise them. And that can't really change so long as there are any kinds of competitive venues. Good morning. And so the idea that they're a monopoly or a monopsony or somehow violating antitrust. And I think I read yesterday that somebody, the Authors United Group, who's written to the Justice Department to investigate Amazon, has in fact overlooked the fact that the Justice Department has already investigated Amazon as part of the collusion investigation. And found that their practices and policies are not in restraint of trade. As long as I can sell my own books my own way, they're not restraining my trade. It's my choice to list with Amazon. It's my choice to not list with Select. Which means I don't have access to things like countdown deals or free days or and I don't take a cut in royalty by having my books borrowed or otherwise purchased through the subscription service Kindle Unlimited. Which turns out apparently it does have a limit, apparently. I read somewhere that's just like a 10-title limit. I don't know if that's true or not. I just read that in passing and thought, oh, that's interesting. Oh, well. So, yeah, today's another day. I'm back to back gate. And tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.